Good evening. It's Sunday night. This is a stroll before bed. And I'm off out again, but this time with a black woolly hat on my head to keep me warm. I decided I needed to add to my uniform what I wear going out into the elements. And I've got a little dog beside me, a little white cotton de tulier called Rocky, who is calm tonight. He sat patiently waiting for me to take him out while I watched the last episode of Love Hate on Irish TV. So yeah, this is an evening stroll. It's very damp, the air, but there's also a clear sky and a strong moon, and the light of the moon is reflecting right off the one empty house on this estate that I'm sure that is empty, off the roof of the house. Moonlight is reflecting strongly. As a little form of celebration, we're going to do an extra lap tonight on the walk. Yep, we're going to go around what I will call the cycling track on the estate. Where I grew up, people used to have cycling races around a circle, which was about a mile and a half long. And they used to whiz round and round. And as a kid, I remember sitting on the wall watching these sturdy men cycle all the way around very fast on what were called fixed wheel bicycles. I hardly knew what a fixed wheel bicycle was, but it was a kind of scary thing that meant you couldn't pedal backwards on it. So instead we're going to go around this track here on the estate and have a look to see how the Christmas decorations are doing in the window of the houses. I'll do something to occupy the time. From this part of the estate, you see no trees. There are some saplings planted, and eventually, in years to come, they'll give green foliage, and they'll give trunks and barks and all those things we associate with trees, and a place for birds to light on. But this part of the estate is very urban. I usually walk around the edges of the estate so that I'm more in touch with rabbits, although I can't ever see them, and trees and, you know, fences that lead out into wild area. But this is a different part. I wonder what it's like to live around here. You're kind of a lot closer to your neighbours here than we are, because we live at the extremes of the estate, where, you know, we're right down in no man's land, if you like. And this part is the centre and core of the estate. And it would be different. I can tell you, it would be very different. Under the influence of a good friend of mine, I've decided to make the walking the dog boo shorter. And the only way I can think to make it shorter tonight is to do stop-start booing, which means that several times during this audio, I have stopped the audio boo and carried on walking and looking up in the sky and, you know, kicking the ground and allowed the mind to wander, and then returned to the boo. And I must say, I'm feeling very awkward. It's awkward because it's not as free flowing, and it doesn't feel to me, and this is only one person's view of it, it doesn't seem to me to be as authentic a ramble as if I just talked and said whatever came into my head as I went along. But the problem with saying whatever came into my head as I go along is that they go on and on and on. So this way I can actually get from the beginning of the walk to the end of the walk in much shorter audio. And I just wonder, is it going to make any difference to anybody else? I could probably, you know what it's like when you put on a new jacket or even a new pair of socks. There's a certain awkwardness usually, a certain discomfort, and it may not be, you know, it's not an absolute discomfort, but it's the kind of thing that you feel, I have to grow into this. So yeah, so maybe I will grow into this style. What do you think, Rocky? Do you think it would be nice? Yeah, if only dogs could talk. He seems to have no interest at all in the question of, you know, whether what I'm doing with the iPhone. He's only interested in his own world, which I suppose, to be truthful, is all I'm interested in. My world. Maybe it's the only thing you're interested in, but of course when you look up there into that vast, let's try a cliche, that vast abyss up there, which isn't an abyss at all, because it's full of matter and all that, into the sky. I lost track, actually. I have no idea what I was going to say. Anyway, it's you know, my world is your world, and the worlds that we live in are all inside each other, overlap and interlock and, you know, walnuts. By the way, walnuts are meant to be very good for omega-3. Did you ever hear that? Oh, yeah. However that came out, I don't know. But anyway, here we go. We're back at the house. It's good evening to you. And this is the gentle end of another evening's walk with my dog. Good night.